A young girl boards a plane. She sits down next to an older woman, dressed very nice, very wealthy, and she notices this giant diamond on her hand. After a few minutes of small talk, the young woman finally blurts out, "I can't believe that ring. It's amazing. That's the biggest diamond I've ever seen." The older woman smiles and says, "Well, thank you very much. This is the Kloppenheimer diamond, and it's worth quite a few million." The young girl says, "Wow, I just can't believe how beautiful it is." The older lady says, "Well, it is beautiful, but it comes with a curse." The younger woman says, "Well, it does? Well, what's the curse?" To that, the older woman smiled and said, "Mr. Kloppenheimer." And yes, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, killer. Can you believe God is so good? So good. He forgave me of my sins. He forgave you of your sins. In fact, the sins you're going to commit, He's still going to forgive you of them because He is that amazing. Yeah, that's not where we're going today, but you know what? I'm just excited about it. It's been a good day. Hey, you want to reach out to me? And many of you have. Thank you again. Greg, Eric, Alex, great emails. TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. Kind of talking about a range of different questions coming up from podcasts and ideas. A few ideas and questions about the upcoming conference. We'll get to that in a second. If you need a website, check out websticks.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. If you need supplements, and who doesn't, go to wellbuiltsupplements.com. All of these links are in the notes, by the way. But if you buy something from WellBuilt, make sure you type in the code WellBuiltTDA. You get 15% off, and I guarantee their supplements. I use them. They're awesome. Also, Revolution4Fathers.com. That's where you can get your own personalized Jesus t-shirt. It says, "I'm crazy about Jesus." And then on the back, it has a picture of Jesus with a t-shirt saying, "I'm crazy about." And then it puts your name on there. Also, you can get your Giant Slayer hoodies, your Read, Pray, Lift, Repeat, just a bunch of different cool shirts. You can get your shirt, you know, pray like you're wearing red to a bullfight and Satan's the bull. Lots of great swag. Check it out. Also, my favorite shirt on there, Looser. Make sure you check it out. Now, October 30th, that's coming up really quick, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we have our couples conference, Clueless Couples in COVID. That's what we're calling it, Clueless Couples in COVID. Look, if COVID has done anything during this year and a half season, it has unmasked couples and the weaknesses and the failures and the cracks they have in their relationships. And I don't just mean married, I mean dating, engaged, etc. So if you are married, engaged, or dating, or possibly going to start to do any of those, we invite you to our Clueless Couples in COVID conference on October 30th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We up the time because we want to make sure we have enough time for our end-of-the-day panel, which is going to be fantabulous. Okay, now, I opened up the podcast with that joke, but it really kind of proves a point of where we're going today. You never know. You never know. You don't know the story of most people. It struck me this weekend again when I heard the story of an older woman. It just bamboozled me. I've known her now for 6 years. This was the first time I heard this story and found out more about her life. And yet, I guess I'm amazed when people talk to me and I tell them my story because I don't know, I assume people know. But here's the point. God and His Word is built on this simple principle, a relationship with Jesus. And that is the model and the mindset we must have. The best way to reach people for Jesus is through a relationship, getting to know them, loving them, listening to them, being there for them, even if they're somewhat of a total stranger. So these next few stories, I just want to encourage you with the thought you never know. In the past weeks, again and again, have been reminded of these people's lives that I've run into through my own path. For example, the woman who found out her husband was a CIA agent minutes before they're about to walk down the aisle. She dated him for 2 years, and then minutes before they're about to walk down the aisle, he tells her, "You have every right to back out, but I need to let you know I'm a CIA agent. CIA agent. She later moves to Laos, and after they come back to the States, he's killed on a mission. She then goes on a plane ride home with her kids. And on the plane ride, she prays, God, kill us all. Kill me and the kids. Then we can all be together with my husband. I don't want to live without him. Amazing. I didn't know her story. Or what about the thug-looking dude at the gym in Seattle? Ran into him one day. I seen him a lot. And then I found out, well, he grew up in the ghetto, had a really rough upbringing, and is now a worship pastor with an amazing voice at one of the largest churches there in Seattle. He has a child out of wedlock from before he knew Christ, and he takes his vacations to go hang out with his son, who's now in his early 20s. I would have never guessed. Then there's the guy who has four kids. His wife's an addict. This story just, it's sad. They met in high school, and he is stuck with her for 25 years. She's still in and out of jail, still runs away for months, still sells her body for drugs, and yes, still randomly ends up at home late at night, promising to never do it again, only to then disappear in the morning. And he loves her. He said, I will not divorce her, I will not leave her, but it's killing the kids and it's killing me. Would have never known had I not asked him his story. Or the frumpy old lady who looks 85 but she's 60. She has millions of dollars and she's divorcing her husband. He's locked out of the money because her parents set up her trust fund that way. And they are waiting for their oldest daughter to get out of the house this year. She's going off to college. And then they will make the divorce official. And they're both okay with it. And she's still going to allow her ex-husband at that point to run their finances under the supervision of her family's lawyer. Strange stories all around us. What about the young girl at the supermarket? She looks Asian, and I found out she moved here with her parents 20 years ago. They were running from their communist regime, from her country, and she just finished up her master's degree and still works at the local supermarket where she's worked since high school. She's helped her parents learn English, and she also tutors less fortunate girls right here in the city. She's paid her own way through school and has had numerous job offers already. She's unsure. This is her big problem. She's unsure if she wants to marry a white American male or if she should try to find someone that shares her nationality. And it's funny, she's really tied up on the inside about that. I didn't know that was her story. Then finally, the man who had three marriages, he's gone through three wives. He's now saved, loves God, has grown children, and he's now trying to figure out how he fell in love again. He said, I will never get married again, and boom, here he is. He met a beautiful Christian woman. She's in his life, and they are thinking of getting married. However, he's in an extremely dangerous job and has been in this field for years. His new girlfriend would like him to retire early, but he only has about 5 years left for full retirement. Now, he's overcome his own addictions, bad choices, and he feels fortunate to be in this position, but he doesn't know what to do. He loves her, but he just doesn't feel like he can retire early. Now that's his story. So what's my point? Really, what's my point? Well, here are three thoughts. Today, when you look at people, realize you need to get to know their stories. You may have worked around someone for years and you still really don't know their stories. You would be surprised what a listening ear will be told when listening with compassion. Don't think you know people as well as you do, because you don't. Number two, understand that hearing other people's stories builds empathy, hope, and insight into the realities of life. You know, it's not hard to pray for people when you know their story, when you know where they've come from, what they're dealing with, and how life is treating them. So get to understand them, because it helps you become a better person just by simply hearing their stories. And number three, don't be so quick to judge. You never know what someone is or has dealt with in their life. So I'll close with a story I read from Stephen Covey's book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He tells a story about a man who gets on the subway with his four kids, and the four kids are just loud, boisterous. They're aggravating the other passengers. And the older gentleman sitting next to this father was also getting upset. He kept thinking to himself, what kind of dad is this? He just lets his kids run wild. And it seems like he just doesn't even care. What a horrible father. And after a few minutes, he couldn't take it anymore. He nudges the father and says, sir, I think your kids are really disturbing the other passengers. Their behavior is out of line. The man almost seemed to wake up from a daze, and he rubs his face and stammers, well, sorry about that. we just left the hospital and my wife passed, and I don't think they know how to handle the death of their mother. You never know someone's story. Be kind, love, and listen. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.